folk. All right, here we go. Tom was so excited about this story, and so was Jacob. I don't really care.
Just you already knew it.
Yeah, I knew
You're living the dream.
I'm living next to these people. I see him down there near the lake. I always thought that'd be a great thing. Buy a house at the lake.
Oh, man. So there's rich man resentment.
It's just, I see you down there in your big houses on the lake. Good for you. With your water in your backyard.
We're talking about this tiny little east side city.
Not so tiny. 65,000 people.
Just crept above the qualifying mark for big enough city to gauge.
Which immediately makes the entire article ridiculous. Because if you had let everybody else in, Tom, the first one in is will probably end up having the highest number on it. You'd let everybody else in, and then it would always reduce to the mean. You'd have a much better idea. Sammamish has 65,000 people, which then puts it into the category where they now judge incomes across the board. And what they find out is that the person has that the average household has
$183,000 is the median. Household income.
Yes.
So the number is, through the roof for most people. But still, it's the fact that it's the number one of all the major cities in the United States. Sammamish has the highest median income. And second is Redmond.
Yeah.
And Kirkland and Bellevue.
Mm-hmm.
They all outrank San Francisco.
Yes.
So you have four east side cities. We all talk about how expensive Seattle is. We're pikers coming in at $93,000. That the four east side cities top even San Francisco. And, of course, the next five cities after the east side cities, all in the Bay Area, San Ramon or Palo Alto, mm-hmm. have the second and third highest incomes in that order. So the reason this is new news is that they always use the $65,000 population marker. And these cities, Kirkland has just gotten enough. Redmond just passed that. Sammamish has. And so now – you are living among the richest people around, and it's probably why we were asking in the pre-show meeting, why not Medina? Well, my guess is that Medina doesn't have 65,000 Clyde Hill and that kind of stuff. But anyway, I mean, I guess that's it. Nationally, just a little perspective it all gives you. The national median household income is 62,000.
Mm.
So Sammamish is like three times.
Well, you have a bunch of things working for you. One, they don't have a whole lot of affordable housing there, so it keeps people out naturally. They're trying in the new town center. They're trying, which they have a plan in place. I think there's three or four people in the city council that don't want the town center in there. But inside that town center, they want to try to put some affordable housing. You don't have much of that. You have very little of it in Sammamish, so then therefore you don't have that number coming down.
Yeah.
You have 23% are Asian. 23% of the people or 27% of the people are foreign-born that are there. You have 66% are white. Just about everybody's got a bachelor degree. You get a lot of people with graduate degrees as well. And 58% of the women work. So you have combined medium incomes as well, right? So men.
What percent of women work?
58% of the women work.
Now, I wonder what that – would you guess that that's higher or lower than, say, Seattle, which is a wealthy city?
A husband and wife are married. Yeah. You think the wife is staying home with the kids?
I'm wondering if in Sammamish more wives. I don't know. I just don't know what that 58% marker means. If that's higher or lower than what it is in other cities. So
I know. I could look it up for you. That's where I got that from.
Okay.
All right. We'll get on that. Hey, Andrew, get on that, would you, for me?
Now I do have a question.
You're like, what?
I do have a question for you because. In general, a lot of us, not you maybe, but a lot of people think that diversity amidst a city population is good, and one of the diversity aspects is income. But if you're telling me that you have 23% of foreign-born in that country, do you feel like Sammamish, does Sammamish feel like white toast? Does it feel like it's
bread? Not at all.
It doesn't. Okay.
No, you go to the community center, which really isn't a community center. It's a YMCA that we built with public funds.
Okay.
The majority of people in there are Indian.
Okay.
Yeah. Or Chinese or Japanese or no. Yeah. Most of the people there are when you at that YMCA.
Yeah.
And I'm there at all hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And majority of people there are.
So one could argue that except for the income levels, that Sammamish could be argued as diverse as a lot of cities because it has its diversity is in nationality.
Indian.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And Chinese.
Okay.
And then the you know, American white guy that are working at Microsoft. Most of the people there, like 67% of the population leaves every day at 8 o'clock in the morning. I remember having this discussion in city council. Do we want to be the best? People kept saying, we don't want to be a bedroom community. We don't want to be a bedroom. We want to be a live, work, play community. Well, then you got to attract businesses to come in. Well, the problem was the land was too expensive to attract a business, and you wouldn't be able to have anybody. And then, oh, we're going to set up a shop, big shopping center. We're going to draw people off of I-90. No, you won't. No one's going to drive the 7 miles up the hill in order to shop up there. And then they said, well, then the people here will shop. I said, everybody leaves. At 8 o'clock, they're all gone.
8 o'clock
in the morning. Everybody's on the road, going down 228th, making a left-hand turn, going here, going the other way, and just leaving. They all pour off the plateau.
And then one interesting thing you mentioned, so there's no affordable housing. Why isn't there?
Very little.
Is there no affordable housing because there's no demand for affordable housing? Or have you excluded affordable housing dwellers because you don't want them there?
I don't know if they've excluded it. Okay. I just know that the price of having to develop in Sammamish is so unbelievably high. We have the highest impact fees in the United States.
Because it's such a small,
because we have nothing else to produce.
Zone?
No, because we don't have any other production. So what we do to produce for the government to have money is to whack developers an impact fee, which then they turn around and whack the owner. Okay. So once we run out of land, which we sell to make money, that's what we sell. Once you run out of land, I don't know how they're going to sustain the city. They're going to have to start to raise taxes. Because I think for the last 10 years, I think the council there has banked. It's called banking an increase on your real estate increases, which is like 1% a year. So every year, they voted to bank it. So they haven't raised, I think, for 10 years. So if they wanted to, they could try to. All of a sudden, they're going to need to have money because they don't have any sales.
Access.
They have no sales base there. They're going to have to do something.
It's like a Sammamish Foundation.
I'll find out for you. So you want to do it for you while you're speaking about the next topic. So what do you want to know?
So
you want to know
the demographics. You pointed out that 58% of women work, and that explains the double income may add to a median household income. However, I'm suggesting that maybe 58%.
Okay, what city do you want?
Isn't
that
high?
Give me a zip code, and I'll look one up for you.
Okay, and so you don't want Seattle then?
You want Seattle?
Yeah,
right,
I mean, I just figured, let's just try Seattle. See how many.
And we're looking for women working in Seattle.
Yeah, percentage of working women.
58.
It's 58, so it's the same. I guess that's not a good. So let's pick a different city. Let's take, I don't know anything about Houston, so let's take Houston.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Okay.
There's Seattle.
In our next top story.
So Seattle. No, you want Houston? I'll find Houston for you.
Okay.
But that is an interesting part of it because if you have dual income, both people are working,
Then
it's like, of course.
Yeah, then it's
the one guy's making 75, the other person's making 80. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I would assume in Seattle, as you get that number for you, I would assume in Seattle that you got both husband and wife working, right?
Yeah, higher rate. So then 93,000, which is 100,000. Is that really right? 100,000? It's 183 versus 93. It's almost the $90,000 difference can't be just because more women work in Sammamish than Seattle.